Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one more. Also, case. we're not all showing up on the.
Oh, you can't get out of Discord. Like, click the Discord podcast thing. But the pop out, you can't exit the pop out. Like, you can't minimize it. It has to stay open. You just have to, if you want to go to something
I'm
else.
On Discord.
Eunice, do it.
We should have switched for today because I had experience with it. Oh, there we go. We're up and running. We're up and running. Yeah.
And mute the YouTube stream.
We're good.
Okay. So
we're chilling. We're live.
It's muted. Officially. It's muted.
Yo, I can't wait like 3 years down the line when we were like, yo, remember when we were struggling with setting up our live?
We're going to be struggling with something else.
what do you think it would be? Like, if you were to
probably
pick
the live still.
The live still. Guys, after 200, or no, we do once a week. How many weeks are in a year?
52.
52?
Dumbass.
What's 52 times 3?
Nah, I don't know.
Come on, bro. All right, so
it's 150 plus 159.
Yeah, so however many episodes that is, right? So probably around that range, that's what we'll be like, guys, after 100 and something episodes.
What episode is this?
This is 236 or 237.
So what's 236 plus 159?
Oh my god,
guys, this is a math contest now.
Yeah, this is the math podcast.
It's John Wick chapter 4 review.
Yo,
John
Wick chapter 4 review. No, Pascal.
I feel like it would be better if I could, this is the way I can see it. I can't like put the two windows next to each other.
Who let Ariel cook today, bro?
Yeah, I thought we fired this guy. What the fuck is going on?
Like, I thought I was fucking obsolete. Why am I still here?
Welcome, y'all. The Chilling with Villains podcast is here. We are live. So if you're listening to this in the future, welcome. But if you're listening now, also welcome. How do we sound, by the way? Do we all look good? Do we all sound good? How do we sound to y'all? Y'all let us know. We've been working with this all day. I think we finally figured out how to work this thing. I know there's still a few kinks we're kind of getting through right now. But yeah, nonetheless, we here. So hopefully we sound and look good to y'all. You got to figure it out, Ariel? Yo, do the switcher, bro. Do the switcher just so the people can see it. Yeah, I want to see. Yeah, we got my boy Eunice. Shout out.
See,
our boy
Eunice. This is why we need a second monitor so Ariel could see what's happening. Because he's pressing it right now and he can't.
Yeah, he has no idea what's happening.
He has to like put it on the bottom corner of it. But it's not ideal.
Welcome, Eunice. You rolling up another streak. You got another streak going on. Sir. Happy for you.
Thank you.
How you
Thanks
feeling?
Thanks for clocking in.
I'm chilling. This is my last podcast before I start school.
Oh, I was like, wait, what
bro,
happened?
He's still
like,
in
what is going on?
Oh my god!
Yo, film school. Yeah. I'm actually leaving. Are you excited? How are you feeling about that?
I don't know how I feel. I think I'm just nervous. Hopefully it goes well. I don't know. I'm scared.
You sound depressed. Are you okay?
I'm chilling, but I'm just a little scared.
Yo, well, we're wishing you the best. I know everybody here is wishing you the best. So congratulations again. Good luck. We hope to still see you every Thursday. Guys, I know we're a little late. I know we say 8:30, 8:45. But again, today was the day that we just felt that we could give y'all the live that we want to give y'all. And it feels that way because shout out to y'all. Y'all saying we look good. We sound good. That's exactly what we wanted.
Damn, I can't see the chat. I just realized that. It's another thing we got to figure out.
Tragedy. Right? Yeah, that is another thing. There's always little things we got
to
figure out.
We have to do it without using too much of the bandwidth, too.
Yeah, true.
Of the fucking Verizon. Yeah. I mean, we're not sponsored. It's fucked up. The internet.
Yeah. You can't say Verizon. Shout out Blackout Brim.
Yeah.
Blackout Brim is in the building.
We Brim.
Yo, great shirt. How you feeling, bro? I'm glad you showed up to the studio today.
Thanks.
Like, I know you have your awesome setup back home, but you're here, so we appreciate that.
What?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
yeah,
more.
I thought you were gonna say how you feeling. So.
Yeah.
Word, he's like, yeah.
I guess all right, not. I guess
stop.
Not.
Move on.
I got very awkward. I'm sorry. I'm not used to all the attention.
IDL Prime, welcome.
Yo, what's up?
How you feeling, bro?
Switch
the angle, bro.
This is the point of this, bro. This is why I'm doing this. No, but switch it to your angle.
I am. It's on me.
Oh, okay. It was just a little.
It's
late.
Delayed. You
hungry cooking me, bro. Nah.
See, that's why we need a second monitor.
Jeez.
It'll be cool if this shit plays in the TV in the background.
No, that would be more, even more bandwidth.
That's more bandwidth, though.
No, right? No, but if we just run a HDMI to there.
Ooh. No bandwidth needed.
That was a long, ooh. I'm not going to lie. Oh. I could see Eunice was like.
Yo, me and Kayla's dog sounds just like that sometimes. He's like, Scooby Snacks. So that shit is mad funny.
Speaking of Kayla, when her and Victoria came home yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I was watching Succession, and you know which episode I'm on.
These are our girlfriends, for those that don't know.
Yeah. And so I was watching Succession, and you know which episode I'm on, right?
Okay, cool, yeah.
So what happened was recently, so she's on season one, right? And I was like, do you care if I play it? She's like, oh, it's whatever. And as soon as I play it, they mentioned what had happened.
Ooh,
but she didn't realize it though.
Oh, okay.
She like, I guess she kind of forgot names a little bit.
So. Yeah. Nah, yeah. She's like halfway through Succession. But by the time she gets to that point, she would have already forgotten if she did find out, I'm sure. Raggy. stream sounds good. Perfect. Yo, Carlos telling you, don't forget to pack your lunch for your first day of school. You got this, Eunice.
There's a deli across the street.
Save
that money,
exactly.
Bro.
And just make yourself like a peanut Mitchell butter and North jelly sandwich. Kill
me, save that money and pay us our rent, bitch. Huh? What?
Yo, get a monthly pass. You save money,
bro. And you better get it before the price increase happens.
Right? They're bugging. For your first day of school, don't forget to pack a banana for your lunch. You won't be nervous anymore. Yo, you got a banana.
A banana a day keeps the nerves away.
There you go.
Ooh.
Yo, what? We got Mark all the way from Jersey.
My boy Mark lives in New Jersey.
That's another thing. We got to figure out how to make the soundboard. We got the whole crew. And then, of course, myself, JB, we all in the building. Guys, once again, we are disappointing you. No TMNT talk. No really? Adam Eve
Wait,
talk.
No, we could talk about TMNT.
Brim,
I bet you nobody in the chat fucking watched this shit. Everyone in the chat, let us know right now. Did you watch TMNT?
Come on, TMNT. Good, bro.
Did you watch 2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Did you watch TMNT Square?
All right, how about we do this? How about we do this? We just give non-spoiler thoughts because I know Mark is very curious of what Ariel thought about the film.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we'll start off with Mark since he was the first one. Mark, I know you had briefly mentioned it in an earlier podcast, but what are your kind of non-spoiler thoughts on TMNT, Mutant Mayhem?
Johnny saw it. Okay. Yeah, it was great. I loved it, start to finish. I think animation was good. I thought the voice acting was great. And villain was good. I just it was a very, very good movie. I loved it.
Wow.
Super. I'm excited for the next one.
Yo, spoilers, there is a next one. Did you stay
for
the
post credit?
Yo,
what the fuck?
Did you stay tuned for that?
Ariel hated that shit.
No, I stayed for the post credit.
So what's up? What were your thoughts on it? How you feeling about it?
I had a really good time. Hold that shit, Mark. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
He hated it.
Wait, now that ass, what are your thoughts?
No. Once again, New York is one of the best settings you can place almost.
Absolutely.
You could base anything off of.
We got a swaggy Transformers.
Like... We got a swaggy TMNT finally.
Right.
Finally, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles film that I could be like, oh yeah, this one.
And because, they were actual teenagers.
Bro. Yeah, and they were. And the thing is that very well produced. It's perfect for kids. Although, like, there were some parts I'm just like, but. It's for kids, bro.
Yeah.
It's for kids.
I feel like you kind of have to have that in context.
Yeah. Because the thing is that I don't feel that just because it's a children's property, they have to scale back on the message.
Mm-hmm.
That should never be something that suffers.
I feel like the message is just a matter of perspective at that point.
Exactly.
Like,
so
kids will perceive it a different way. Yeah. And if you're older, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think it was a solid. It was heat.
Yeah.
It was heat.
Again, I went into this and I knew from jump Seth Rogen was producing.
Hell yeah.
And I was just like, I'm all in. Like, legit, anything that I've seen him have, like, strong producer credits on, he doesn't really miss. Like,
my only critique, though, Mm. Some of the song choices, just pass me the aux, bro. Pass me the aux. Seth, for the next one, pass me the aux. I got some.
Would have just been Labyrinth.
Nah, that's not a wave tape.
That's just, yeah, that's just for his wave tape. No. That's just for his wave.
Me and Labyrinth are like this for the wave tape. Labyrinth. He's like my Ludwig.
Yo, so who else watched it? You didn't watch
it? I watched it.
What'd you think?
I really liked it.
Your angle looks a little.
Oh, yeah. It's still slightly cut off just
on his head.
Yeah, my head is cut off.
Or just put your seat down if you can.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Damn, I
sorry.
Put my seat down. what is it called? But I really enjoyed the movie. The animation was cool. I still like how obviously it was very reminiscent of Spider-Verse. There were still a lot of differences.
Actually, yeah. I disagree. It didn't remind me of Spider-Verse at all because of how different it was.
Agreed. Yeah. It didn't remind me. It didn't remind me of Across. It reminded me of Into more. But even the animation changed so much between Into
that's
and
what I mean.
Across.
Yeah.
It's like, because it was a lot
is
more
it the
like,
same like low frame rate kind of style?
Not low frame rate. It's just like drawings come to life, like comic book.
It's literally like they're hand drawn and it's like old school, like how a Studio Ghibli film looks.
It's a lot more reminiscent of Hobie and Across than it is Spider-Verse.
Yeah, Hobie. It has a specific art style to it. Yeah, it's unfinished. It's exactly. Kind of it looks like a kid like kind of drew it up and it's like okay, like this
I love
this,
that
and like
shit,
I love bro. That. It gives it a unique kind of thing. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And the voice actors, they're all like their chemistry together is so sick. Like even if you watch interviews with them. They had very little interviews because the strike hit right before.
No.
But they still had it.
Yeah.
And they were like, they're so cool together. And like seeing them with Ice Cube nerding out over Ice Cube.
It's great.
So funny,
it's,
why
it's,
Ice Cube?
Huh? Well, Ice Cube plays the villain in that.
Shredder?
No.
Who?
What's his name again?
Then they finally went with someone else.
Superfly.
Superfly.
Superfly. Yo. But I'm thrilled. I'm glad everybody. Guys, this might mess up our.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
It's
the food.
It said Poppy.
Really?
Fuck, is my dad.
I was like, your dad's.
Slow? Wait, is your dad? Your dad is. Is
I mean, food's gonna be here in 3 minutes.
Exactly. That's all I need to know.
but not. I highly recommend it, Brim. Whenever you do get a chance,
yeah,
it probably will.
Chance, yeah.
It's a good movie. It was a ton of fun. It was a ton of fun. Again, the voice acting all great, the animation all great. About the kids, Seth Rogen wanted them in the booth together. He was
that's
like, "Yo,
sick.
Y'all."
Yeah,
like,
you brought that
they
up.
They were cooking together. Yeah, yeah.
And I brought that up.
Yeah,
before when I originally reviewed it. Yeah.
But I find that fascinating because like it's just something. Damn, Poppy again.
Turn it on silent, bro.
It is silent. It's just vibrating.
Now he gonna pick it up and it's gonna fuck up the whole shit now.
Yeah, now it's gonna fuck it up.
Guys, our lives gonna be a little messed up for a few
seconds.
No,
and it just makes his screen black. No.
No, it doesn't.
Nah, it'll mess up the whole shit.
It'll make him leave
again,
the call.
Guys, we're still figuring it all out with this live. Animation is cinema. Animation is cinema. Completely agree.
It's why I think it was Paramount or Lionsgate. I think it was Paramount. They came out with a statement that they were like, we're not going to make any more original animated products. Because like we're wasting money. We're just going to continue building on our current IP. And I'm just like,
what does that mean?
You know what?
Like, no, they're not making any original animated projects. Only like to build upon past animated ones like sequels and reboots and shit like
that. That's so dumb.
Who's doing that?
Wait, who said that?
I believe Lionsgate. Let me look up. It's Paramount or Lionsgate? I'll double check on that.
Yeah. Well, someone owns Lionsgate. Isn't it Paramount? No, it's not Paramount. Someone owns Lionsgate.
Because Guillermo del Toro retweeted it and he was like, are you fucking serious?
Yo, he's been such a huge advocate for animation, which has been dope, especially since he's done super good live action films. But he's like, yo, he literally is like, animation is the future. He's like, this is the future of storytelling. And I'm just like, he kind of has a point. Like, you could just do so. And I've been growing to appreciate. Oh,
I wouldn't say it's the future.
It's here. It's just now.
No, I'm just saying like it's not going to take over.
No, right. It's not. But at the same time, I feel like it's going to
get
like,
more popular. Sure,
it's going to be able to compete more.
I feel like it already is. Dude, you know how many people watch anime now? Like.
Yeah, this deja vu because we literally had this conversation it's
also
just
it's
like
Paramount that said that.
Okay,
we're not going to release an expensive original animated movie and just pray people will come. Paramount Pictures CEO says.
Damn. Like, Picture what do
CEO you mean,
says.
Bro? But what does that like create like something
said,
from scratch?
Yeah. They said we're not going to do anything original and like hope people will come see it. I'm like, what's the point of movies then? Like, what the fuck do you mean? You're not going to do anything original.
Bro, to say see you at the movies, bro.
It's so corny, isn't it
kind of scary, though, that, like, studios are, like, saying this shit? Like, this shit actually kind of worries me, like, for the future of filmmaking. Because if the fact that these studios are just trying to be like, yo, we're just trying to use AI, but they're also dumb. Who's really going to go out and watch AI films? Are people really going to go and do that?
I mean, Disney's already hiring dudes.
Bro, at one point, AI is probably going to make sick films.
But
I feel like AI is only gonna get better.
I feel like it's the death of art in general.
It's the death of originality.
Everything dies, dude, eventually. Damn. AI is only, nothing is stopping AI.
I feel
right
like
now.
There's a difference between creativity and like day to day work. That's the difference, though. Like art hasn't been taken over.
Yeah, but the point of AI is artificial intelligence. Like, it's gonna be
intelligence,
creative
intelligence, though. I don't think art is a matter of intelligence. That's all just creativity. That's all like
human. I think it work. Includes creativity.
If it does, then it's all it is just stealing from whatever.
Of course, but everyone is already doing that. You think someone draws something and is like, this is original?
I think for them,
nobody does wave tapes,
right? Yeah.
Well, no. I mean, to an extent, someone's always going to think of something original. I'll take that back. Yeah. But still, like, you always have some sort of motivation from something else,
right? But
like Travis Scott, he gets his motivation, especially from Utopia, from Kanye. So,
I understand. Ooh,
keep
I understand.
That transition, bro.
Just saying,
so
like
talking about YouTube,
yo.
Real quick,
I'm just saying, like
about the album of the year.
Okay, artists, that's chill, bro. What?
That's still
bugging.
I said what I said. I said what I said.
I still think that's still bugging. Humans taking from humans. I think at the moment, like CEOs are able to like have a machine that can take, like that is just.
Bro, it's here. It's what's the saying with the nuclear bombs? Why do we need nuclear bombs? Like, whatever. It's already here. It's happening. You can't stop it.
AI
just join it.
Over, bro.
I think it's...
Bro, you know the... This is like some fucking information that I just know, but... Because I just geek out with like graphics cards and shit. So
he just woke up and was like, I know this information.
Big like... There's like big companies who use like big graphics cards. Not the ones that you put in like a PC. Like $70,000 graphics cards that are for AI. They need a lot of semiconductors to do that, like the manufacturers for it. One big one is TSMC, Taiwan.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, Taiwan Semiconductor fucking corporation. I don't fucking know.
Keep going. I'm grabbing a beer. Anyone else want a beer?
I can.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, chat. Right anyone there, in the chat want a beer? Want something to drink? Go grab one. We can't provide it, but go
imagine.
Grab
imagine.
Una Heineken, favor. Imagine right through the screen. Yo, AI could do that.
Nah.
Yeah, I could do that.
That's magic.
It's fucking Houdini.
Always evolving.
I'm good.
Daniel Ruiz, heartbreak feels good in a place like this. Are you referring to like
He's talking about this.
Oh. That's what
he's talking about.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, switch
it's the AMC. The AMC thing that Paul Kidman's always like right before the AMC
switch
movie starts.
Yeah, he's talking about this.
That is dope.
Is that what she says?
Yeah.
So anytime
you know, you see Danny Trejo before,
yeah.
Yeah. For us, it's Nicole Kidman for AMC.
Damn, I've never seen Nicole Kidman.
Really?
I haven't gone to an AMC theater. Tomorrow we're watching Blue Beetle.
Ariel Foods outside.
What time are you guys going tomorrow?
8 o'clock.
Cheers. At
cheers,
7.
Bro.
Oh, 7.
Oh yeah, I can't go.
Dude was about to miss out.
Better show up in the second act. Yo, why'd he die?
Yo, you said keep going, but you completely threw me off track. I have no idea what I was talking about.
You're talking about SD cards and cards.
SD cards.
SD is crazy.
Yo,
no, the graphics card that's made by Taiwan.
Yeah. No. They don't. They make semiconductors, which is what like NVIDIA and everyone, they buy like shit. They're the manufacturer for like NVIDIA and shit, right? AMD, Intel, whatever. They're opening up even more factories in Europe now to be able to supply the demand for graphics cards for AI specifically. And they still won't meet the demand.
Yeah.
There's like,
that's why
AI is growing so much. And the reason why it's not even better than it is right now is because of shit like that. Like, it's only going to get fucking worse and worse.
Yeah.
Or better and better, depending on how you look at it.
That's
whatever.
What, like, ooh. If you go on, like, ChatGPT, it can't give you knowledge past 2021. Because the servers are still, like, it won't give you, like, anything past 2021.
And ChatGPT is really just, like, they just gather a bunch of information.
Surface level AI, yeah.
Yeah. There's a ladybug right there, bro.
Wow, what does that mean? That's a sign.
Oh.
What does a ladybug mean? Where is it? Guys, let us know in the chat.
What no, it's good luck if it lands on you, I think.
It was on my neck just now.
Get me a Caesar. A Caesar? Caesar beer? What is that?
What is it?
Just a beetle.
Oh, y'all talking about that.
Blue Beetle!
Yo, Blue Beetle! Confirm.
So, guys, speaking about...
His face, bro. You saw his face when he realized?
Chris Romero says, you got Modelo.
We and, don't and, have Modelo here.
Ask me for a beer next month. I'm going to be 21 next month.
Hey.
Happy early birthday, bro. Yeah.
The ladybug means go watch Blue Beetle.
You've never drank?
Yes, we are.
You're waiting till you're 21 to drink? Who said that?
This fucking guy.
Come on, Daniel. You can always just grab one, bro. If you go fight in war here at 18, you can grab a drink, huh?
Stupid buggy just fell.
That's fucked up. Bro.
Caesar is a is a Bloody Mary kind of.
I paid
he's
for
a Bloody
it.
Mary kind of. Damn, you're trying to get lit on this Thursday night.
If you like Bloody Marys, I'm not your friend.
Loki, Ariel? Damn.
Why not? Damn, that's a.
My brother just told me to get me
Bloody Mary.
Said, nah, I'm good. I don't like alcohol.
What did you say, Eunice?
Yeah. Do you smoke, Daniel?
I'll take whatever.
Let us know if you smoke
about.
In the chat. Yeah. but yeah, this AI shit is crazy. But yes, yo, we are watching Blue Beetle this weekend. Eric, you said you're going Saturday, right?
Yeah, Saturday. At night.
It was supposed to be just me and Kayla tomorrow, but then Eunice said he wanted to go. So kind of. It was. Me and Kayla were going, and then I was just like, fine. Yo, can Eunice come through? And then
I'll
she's
be
like,
the lonely
sure.
guy in the theater. It was all good.
What a cock block, bro.
Come through then. Come through tomorrow. Palisades.
How? Work.
That's work. That's another reason why.
I would go, but we have the tournament.
Yeah.
So when are you watching it?
I don't know.
Because we're talking about that Thursday.
Yeah, I got mad time.
Along with the first two episodes of Ahsoka that drop Wednesday, y'all. Next Wednesday, Ahsoka is dropping the first two episodes. By the way, bro, when are we watching the last four episodes? I'm up. It's here. I'm ready. I'm itching.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that you live so far away now.
Mm. Yeah. But can we like watch it at the beach? Is that guys? The Chernobyl villains are also going to the beach on Sunday.
Wait, how far did you live?
I live like 45 minutes away.
Oh right, Peekskill, right?
Too far for me to fucking drive there for four episodes of Clone Wars.
Well, we watch Ahsoka here.
Chill too.
I'm down to do that.
Daniel's on his way right now to watch Blue Beetle.
Oh shit, good shit, Daniel.
Oh shit,
Daniel. Yo, spoiler real quick for
him. Spoiler for you. Imagine he's in the theater right now watching like our live. He's like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like,
Henry Jay Cavill's Money's Superman in the chat. But,
yo, Jay Money. Yo, hold on. Jay Money.
How come you come in here just say hi, Eunice? That's
what I'm
crazy.
Saying. He does that every time. He acts like we're all not cool,
yeah, like,
bro.
We're all not
look
here.
Look
like,
yo, where's your brother? Jay Money.
Where's Gabe? Where's G Money at?
Gabe, bro.
Where's the cooler G-Money. Jeremy at?
The cooler Jeremy. That's crazy. Jeremy with a G.
This is crazy.
Jeremy.
Jeremy, no.
Jeremy.
He here with me. Gabe's
y'all,
here with
let's
me.
Go, Gabe Money, right bro. G Money and J Money. What's up? Can't wait to have y'all back in the stew. But yeah, like I said, I got four episodes left of Clone Wars.
Here, by the way, for Blue Beetle.
Who?
Jeremy?
That's kind of racist then.
That's what I'm saying.
Like if you don't like Blue Beetle, you don't like Latinos. That's what you're telling me. Mm. Like that's the equivalent.
Isn't he like some sort of
I don't know.
Who, Hispanic? Jeremy?
But, yeah.
Hold up, I'm gonna find look.
He was talking wild shit. But
he said stop trying to make Blue Beetle happen. And then I said
damn.
And then
Daniel said that's racist for sure.
But hold on, Jay Money. Let me ask you this though. Zach tweeted that he's watching Blue Beetle with his family. So, are you a Zach Venger or are you not? So, let me know in the comment below.
Let us know in the chat, man.
Yo, let us know in the comments below. Chris Romero, damn, yeah, for sure. But like I was saying, actually, you know what I was thinking, Brian? I think
damn.
I was thinking I actually want to pass.
Read that? What's the point of reading that?
Like I just found it funny because he was like, damn. Like
I thought he was about to say something, bro. He just said damn.
Like I could picture Christian Romero right now, like watching this and just like he's seeing the chat and he's like, damn, like J Money kind of racist type shit. Like, you know,
it's all jokes.
You started the rest.
it pushed Oppie out of IMAX.
Why? You've already seen Oppie. Why are you pressed?
You saw it like two or three.
That's what I'm saying. You're pressed? Like, that shit about to make 700 milli. It's chilling. Like, it's made by a white guy featuring all white cast. That's all I got to tell you, J Money.
Yeah, like, it shows you where Jeremy's heart is right now.
That's what I'm saying. This is not a good look.
Wait. So you're saying that Jeremy was furious about the Trump indictments too?
Dude, he was there on January 6th.
Yeah, where was Jeremy?
Yo, for real, Jeremy.
Where were you on January 6th?
Yo, go to your iPhone right now and look up January 6th in your photos, bro. Let's see what's happening.
Let's go back.
Yo, we'll see a Spider-Man on top of the Capitol.
I got a serious question.
NYC Spider-Man.
That's funny.
What did you guys order?
I got a McChicken and nuggets.
You're not eating that.
I'm not gonna eat them.
All right, swing that.
Weren't you gonna give it to your little bro? You said fuck my little bro. Yo, that's crazy. Yo,
it's crazy, Brim.
Bro, what that the fuck is this? Look at the size of this thing.
What the fuck?
I can eat it?
Use Optimus Prime for scale.
I can eat it.
You sure?
Use Optimus Prime for scale.
Why would they know how big this is?
Look at it.
To our audio listeners, sorry, you're just going to have to watch this on video. On second thought, though, I think I might skip the last four episodes of Clone Wars. I don't want to see the heartbreak. I already know what's going to happen, and I don't want to get my heart broken, to be completely honest with you. Like, I just don't want to do it. I don't want to see Ahsoka's reaction to seeing Darth Vader. I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, spoilers.
Yo! Anakin becomes Darth Vader. Crazy. Oh.
Junior.
Dude, I can't believe you didn't get Star Wars spoiled for you.
Junior. I don't know if I should say it. Like,
nah, don't
say
it.
It's not really a spoiler. It's just
say it. I don't care.
It doesn't happen.
Oh, wow. That only happens in Rebels, I guess?
No, there's a moment, like...
Damn. He thought to spoil the whole shit.
She doesn't know...
Go on.
It happens in Rebels.
Okay. Well, I'm watching that next.
Rebels and... For Ahsoka more than Clone Wars.
I failed, but my thing was I was going to watch Clone Wars and Rebels before Ahsoka.
Yeah, but Rebels hits harder when you finish Clone Wars, especially when this happens.
Really?
Hell yeah. For sure,
bro. I mean, Ahsoka got introduced in this.
I'm watching Rebels. I've only seen certain episodes of Clone Wars.
Yo.
Wait, what did you say, Eunice?
Where are you in Rebels?
Still in season one.
Did you meet Ahsoka yet?
I can't hear you.
She didn't show up yet.
All right.
I deadass cannot hear you at all.
My fault. I'm eating. I didn't want to go close to the mic.
Yeah, that would have been nasty as hell.
Can I get a straw? Is my straw in there?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
ASMR.
Either way, yeah, obviously I'm going to watch it. But someone commented on one of our posts, and they were like, yo, watch the last four episodes like all together. And I was like, I've heard. Because you said the same thing. You're like, yo, watch all four episodes.
I'm not going to lie. I fuck with Ezra like a lot. He's like one of my favorite characters right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's early. You haven't even seen him. Like,
it's just because he's a brown dude.
Yo, look at Daniel Ruiz. But when a Latino director and cast get in the theater, it's a problem. Damn.
Yeah, impressed.
That might have to be an emoji for our that we have made. Like a damn.
But I'm excited.
Dom, Daniel.
Kind of going back to our animation talk. I think Clone Wars is one of the best things to happen to Star Wars as a whole, especially for those that really, really like obviously I love the universe, right? But at the same time, like, it's so vast. Like, any episodes with Jar Jar Binks, I was like, all right, my guy, like, I really am not going to, like, sit through this right now.
Do not disrespect.
Come on, bro.
Jay Money says petition to add damn.
He didn't get right.
Yo. No, Jay Money, we're not doing that. We are not doing that.
Is this my chicken? That's mine.
We are not doing that.
Yeah, he said. You sure? I'll send you money.
Ah, bro. Come on, Jeremy. No, sir.
Yo, we already have our ranking system, Jay Money. We're not going to let you ruin it again like Jeremy, you did last time.
Yeah, this shit looks mad butt. Look at this.
That shit looks like lettuce. Just lettuce. That's it. Oh, I see it now.
That shit looks like Nah, let me not even say that.
No. That shit looking like someone, like, you know when like someone that I stepped on that shit, they're like, oh shit,
right. Be in the back. Like, it's damn. Still better than Wendy's though. That Wendy's burger I had was butt.
Guys, let
that's
us
if
know
John Wick had best, a McChicken in his pocket.
Like, let us know the best fast food franchise of all time. I'm gonna say McDonald's.
Not just Chick-fil-A 100%.
Right, like that's considered fast food.
Waffle
right?
House.
What?
That's considered fast food. Yeah, so definitely Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Five Guys. For sure.
Five Guys is not fast food.
That's not fast food. Not
bro.
Fast
I'm dropping $22 every single time I go there, bro.
So it's a restaurant.
Literally, bro. $22
it's
for
cuisine.
Burger fries
it's
and
cuisine.
A drink. Talking about.
That shit is Five crazy. Guys is fast food. Are you?
Yo,
bro,
Pascal.
$22 is not Wendy's fast, goated. Bro. That's just a little
I'm
slow.
Cap.
Just
yo, who said that? Who said that?
Pascal.
Look. Listen, Brody. Listen, little bro.
You about to choke on the McChicken.
Jabroni.
Steamrolled on that sandwich.
I used to love. Yeah, this shit is steamrolled. I used to love Wendy's, Baconator all day. Years ago,
Wendy's.
I ordered Wendy's the other day.
Midi.
Last week, the burger came in.
Mm.
That shit was hot garbage.
Hot G?
It was hot trash.
Aren't they square? Aren't they a square?
The patty's square. Since when? What the fuck? The bun is ass. Like, the bread? Ass. Ass. The bread looked like plastic. Fucking ass. The bacon was ass. The nuggets was ass. The fries? Ass.
but you ate everything.
I always finish my food. I always finish my food. I didn't finish the burger.
Ted Lasso confirmed, bro. Ted Lasso confirmed.
But I didn't finish the burger. That's a spoiler, isn't it? Because I don't even know what you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
Ted Lasso always eats or drinks anything that's given to him. You see it all the time. Every time he always calls tea dirt, but he always drinks tea when it's given to him.
That's very true, yeah.
Remember when?
It's
not a spoiler.
It's a deep cut.
No, he doesn't. He spits it out.
It's just a deep cut reference. It's a deep cut reference.
Deep cut reference.
I don't know where I was going to. Oh, Five Guys.
Five guys
technically,
is good, but like
technically it's fast food because they give it to you fast. But that they make the burgers.
They give it to you.
Like, they make the burgers.
$2.
But they make the burgers right in front of you. Like that shit feels
like
it's fresh.
Hibachi confirmed. Yo, that's it. Confirmed.
Yo, Drake hates hibachi too.
Drake?
Yeah.
That's such a random fact.
Why do you know that?
How do you know that?
Bro, when I was at Hibachi, me and Drizzy, we was at Hibachi.
Why do you know that?
It's from middle of the ocean. It's a bar. He says something about hibachi.
I thought like you like saw in an interview or some shit. Drizzy was just like, "Yo,
Stan.
Like I hate
Yo,
he
hibachi. Definitely has a Drake stan account. He 100% Drake news.
Yeah,
Drake news. You're like Drake news on Instagram.
Any Drake fans? Anyone excited
Bro,
for
if
the
I,
album?
If I spend more than 5 minutes on Instagram, I'm bored. So,
oh,
like,
so
I'm
so,
definitely not
so,
doing that.
So real quick,
I mean, you just post and ghost. You don't gotta spend time.
I don't even post.
He's about to drop soon. But I think all of us now have heard Utopia.
Nah, I don't think he should drop until October. It should even be soon now. It should have been a summer album. If that's not
October,
a summer album,
soon, to be
October.
Honest. We're about to be
October
in September.
October is actually one of the best months, if we're being all right. honest.
I get it. I think he should just wait for October.
Are we going to transition to music now?
We should.
Utopia. What are everyone's thoughts?
Mark, since since Mark heard it first, go.
I didn't hear it first.
Okay.
I definitely heard it first.
Eunice was in the studio with Kylie.
Yeah, we was mixing this shit.
Thank you.
Bro, he dropped the bar about Timothy Chalamet with Kylie. I was like, oh, that's heat.
he also dropped the Lionel Messi bar. So, Utopia album of the year so far. I agree. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, bugging.
How are we bugging? What's the album of the year so far?
What is the album of the year, Ariel? It's clearly not Post Malone for you.
No, not yet. I haven't finished the album yet.
Bro, he didn't... Let's get into this.
Go ahead. Yell at me for not liking
something. All right, so let me paint y'all the picture. Ariel has not listened to Post Malone's album yet, Austin. Then he finally started listening to it. He came in the studio today. He looked at me. He was like, yo, I was thinking about you. Look, I'm listening to the album. He shows me his phone. And I had this shit on repeat since I got it, so I know the order of these songs.
That's just on Astro World.
No. I know the order of these songs, right? So it says that he's on the second song, quote unquote. But the second song, I know what the second song is. It's Something Real.
Okay.
The second song, according to him, in his list, was Morning. And I'm like...
I was actually just listening to Morning.
Why is why? I was like, what's going on? Like, that's not the order. And he's like, oh, because I removed the songs I don't like.
That's crazy.
I'm like, bro, you don't like something real? That's I did crazy. Not expect that from you. I didn't expect you to love the album.
So disappointed.
Yeah, he's
listen, Ariel. Right now. Straight out, did not expect you to like the album. I thought you'd think it was cool, at least.
The opening song was beautiful. It was absolutely.
It is beautiful, but how did you not like something real?
Bro, it's okay.
No, bro, it doesn't. Like the melody. They used it to promote like college football, right?
Bro, I don't watch TV. I'm in a cave, bro. I don't do anything.
Yo, people in the chat, is he bugging for not liking something?
Was that going to change Ariel's perspective
at all?
He's like, yo, it was on the college football commercial.
Fucking the AC.
Yeah. As soon as I said that, I was like, why did I say that? It doesn't even matter. Why? I don't even care. I don't even give a shit. I'm just trying honestly, to like suck its dick, but whatever.
Bro, I have to give you Toby another try. I listened like to 3 or 4 tracks, and I was just not impressed.
The first 3 to 4 tracks,
bro.
You
the
impressed?
First track was so hard, bro. That beat is insane.
You're wilding,
bro. But you know what? But you know what?
The first
like,
track
I said,
was so
I said,
easy.
I said this in the chat earlier. I was like, I just haven't been listening to music. In general, for what? A little bit, like I tried like, getting back into it with the with when Posty and Travis Scott both dropped their albums. I was I've made it like halfway through Posty's album so far, and that was good so far. I've definitely really enjoying that one, but I don't know. I listened to the first few tracks of Travis's of Utopia, and I was just like, pissed.
Bro, thank God.
But let me ask
favorite.
You a question, Mark. And this
gotta,
is a question
I gotta
for
go
everyone.
Back.
This is a question for everyone, Mark. I'm gonna ask you first. How do you listen to music when an album drops and you were like excited to listen to it? How do you listen to it? Go. Paint the picture for me. Shut up.
So usually I work from home, so I'll just put my headphones in and I'll listen to it.
All right, what volume?
like I don't know, like probably like 3/4 of the way up, or maybe
okay.
A little
failed, so failed, failed, failed. Crazy. What headphones?
What like, headphones?
Yeah,
my AirPods.
These new headphones I got—they're actually pretty nice.
Oh yeah, those are cool. I know you told me about those. You still failed.
Yeah.
Ariel, how do you listen to music? I know you take 3 years to listen to something that
Jeremy
just dropped.
Said grilling him.
Yeah, word, right? What's up? It's just crazy.
How do you paint me a picture how you listen to music?
I either use these same Sony headphones. I either
wow
hard wire that in.
Yo, he's so nervous right now. He's like,
what's the right answer? I didn't study for the test.
I also make sure that I have nothing else going on. Like I'm only focused.
But you're like focused on it. What's the volume level?
Daniel, enjoy Blue Beetle, man. Take care.
And I have it isolated.
I'm judging you a little bit because you use those Sonys.
No, but that's only like that's usually for my second listen around.
I feel like it's like missing like treble and bass.
You know why? Because these are just flat. Like they're just flat.
Yeah, I feel like it's not. It doesn't show you every single fucking.
No,
sound.
I know what you mean. But the thing is that these are flat enough to hear everything evenly, and I just use a equalizer on whatever I'm amplifying it off of.
I gotcha.
So yeah.
Brim's gonna love my answer.
Go.
Beats, studio headphones, volume all the way the fuck up.
Let's go. Eunice.
That's how you listen to an album.
I don't do it on my headphones on first listen. It's on my speaker. It's on my TV blast.
Absolutely.
Your TV?
Using TV speakers to listen to
TV speakers. TV speakers!
Nah, but then y'all talk about me when I come in here hearing something new for the first time off of the TV speakers.
You're
and I'm
crazy
just like,
as if nah, when nah, we nah, were nah. blasting this wasn't heat right now.
This shit's playing off of the surround sound, you bum!
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The surround sound hasn't worked for months.
It's still not that good, dude.
I love it. That's how I listened to both of them on the my first time. Bro, I stayed up till I was like 3 o'clock.
Hi,
it was a good day.
For
it
me,
was a good
I feel
night.
Like now that I'm driving to work, it's always on a Friday, and it's when I'm commuting to work.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good,
I'm in the car, and obviously a car's sound system is usually good.
But you got Bose?
I think so. But obviously it's blasted as high as I can go before it gets really trashy. Like it sounds like ass. Or it's on AirPods Pro or the Power Beats that I have now or the surround system in my living room
headphones
or the
in general.
Fucking But like, I blast it. I hate people who are like, yeah, listen to it. It's not that good. And they listen to it like off their phone, mm-hmm. like this phone speaker or like some trash.
Where they go like this, listen to it like
yeah, like, bro, you can't listen. You can't hear like what the artist is in, like intending yeah, for you no. to hear. Like he wants you to hear this shit in good quality. It makes a difference.
It does. It does.
Blasting music is makes a huge difference, especially the environment that you're in, especially like, you know.
Yeah.
So when I listen to Utopia, and that first song came on and the beat dropped, dog.
Bro, that shit was so insane.
I was like, yo, holy.
The beat changes in Utopia go fucking crazy.
Bro, Utopia Twins 2, bro, that shit is ridiculous.
Utopia Twins, bro, that shit is... Fiend
is hard.
Yeah, yo, Utopia is dope. I like it a lot, but it's not something that I can have on repeat. It was good. Like, dude, Astroworld, I had on repeat.
I've listened to it five times.
Yeah. You know what it is, though? I feel like there's a lot of good parts to each song, and it's usually, like, in the middle or towards the end, mm-hmm. and it takes too long to get there. And I don't know which ones they are yet, so I get impatient with myself. And I'm like, fuck, which one was that song that I really liked? And I can't find it, so I'm just like, I'll go to Austin. Because I go to Austin, and now I know every song, mm-hmm. and I know which ones I like. And
I get why you like Austin more, too. Austin, I think, is number two for me. Like, that's crazy. Top two albums dropped on the same day.
Bro.
I'm trying to think, like...
Which one's doing better right now? Do you know?
I'm
probably... Utopia.
I would probably say
Travis
Utopia.
Scott fans are fucking...
But what I was going to say...
That's another thing, too. Like, Post Malone is, like
Travis
general.
Has more clout. And all A, because he's obviously nice, but also B, like... He was with Kylie. Like, he's Kylie's baby daddy. Like, Kylie in general
but
just
so you
has...
say Travis Scott has more clout.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Austin, Post Malone has more.
Stone Cold.
His songs are like
more poppy. Like they're more for
no, not poppy. They're the most played songs. Like a lot of them are the most played songs.
They are radio hits too.
Yeah, and
no, but I'm saying on Spotify. Not radio hits.
What I've liked about kind of this album is
which one?
Austin, Posty has changed. Like he. This was considered a pop album. Like, it's not even, like, he's not even, like, really
No, not
much...
even. His last album was considered a pop album, and I didn't like his last album.
Yeah, I did not like
that
his
shit
last
is
album.
Bullshit when they label something a genre. It's just, like, fam.
Yeah, especially with Posty, because it's kind of hard. But I would say if he has a pop album, it's going to be the last one, which I don't even remember what it's called. I don't
Hollywood's
like that
Bleeding.
Album.
Oh, no.
Hollywood's
12 Carats
is so sick.
Yeah, you're bugging. Hollywood's still, Bleeding
I
was
think
good.
That's still my favorite album of his. I love that album.
Right now, mine's, I think, is Austin. And he said, too, he's like, I wanted to make an album acoustic. And I always loved his acoustic songs, like, off-takes on his other albums, like his one-offs. Because he has such a nice, raw voice. Mm-hmm. And he has that this whole album. And, like, now he's traveling in concerts with a band. He's never done that before. And it's just
That's sick.
Like, I want to see him live so bad.
He did have a band for Hollywood is Bleeding, though.
That's probably live? Just a crew, not yeah. a band. Not a band.
Pretty he sure. said it on the fucking, what's that podcast with the girl? Call Her Daddy.
I'm just saying, I remember seeing drums at the show and stuff. Like,
no, like I said,
I mean, I'm sure you had like something, but he said in Call Her Daddy, he was like, this is his first time. Maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know.
I know what you mean. I think maybe like it's the first time his music is playing all instruments. Like, it's pretty much just all instruments.
It might
time.
Be. Did you see Joe Rogan's post when he went to go see him live?
No.
It sounded like it was all.
Yeah, it's all instruments. So that's probably what it is, because during the Hollywood is Bleeding tour, like he.
Yeah,
it was a mix of him playing guitar and then also like just the instrumental.
God,
the beat.
Hollywood's bleeding.
Yeah,
pretty sure Travis really just became my heart. That the most streamed rap artist in Spotify history today, past Drake.
So that matters to y'all? Like, how much do those?
What'd you Travis, say, bro?
It doesn't matter. It was just curious.
Pretty sure Travis just became the most streamed rap artist in Spotify history today. He passed
That's
Drake.
That's insane.
So like, that is crazy.
No, it does not matter, Ariel. I'm just asking just to compare. Nah.
No. I'm just saying like how.
Bro,
like
to,
when people
to me, it's the same thing with like movies, for example, right? Yeah. I don't care about the box. Like I like
no,
talking about
this.
Austin could be the lowest played album right now, and I'd still love it as much. I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
none of that matters. If it sounds good to me, I'm tuning in, and like that's like and I guess for me, I sort of have a biases towards Travis, because I feel like, again, I've said this previously, I feel like he just doesn't a solo album. He has not missed. All his albums have been incredible. That was beautiful. All his albums have been, to me, incredible. And like this one, And so how did you feel about it? Because it's very Kanye like influence. So I for me personally, thought
yeah,
you were
that's something I was excited.
I thought you were gonna enjoy it.
Travis brought Kanye out in Rome when they were performing.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was.
And
dope,
apparently, man. Like it caused like fucking like like people started calling the cops like that were around because they thought like the ground was shaking. Because of
wow.
Oh, they said it was like it was getting apparently. This is a TikTok. You never know.
I saw it on Twitter, but yeah.
Some shit about like it was online. Like, it was on the what's the fucking scale, the Richter scale or whatever for Richter earthquakes. Yeah. I was like, God damn, bro, they moved that like they were mobbing that hard.
So what happens when we all jump at once on Earth?
That would be crazy, right? Everyone on Earth jumps.
If you saw what's his name? Fuck, who was the science guy on Bill Nye. YouTube? No, not Bill Nye. It was
Tyson.
Is it a Mythbusters guy?
Not Mythbusters. It was reminiscent of Mythbusters. They were like, it was this dude, the bald dude. He always did the experiments.
Vsauce.
Yes. Fucking Vsauce. Yes. He said it.
Hype.
Yes. Yes. So, Vsauce.
That really got me hyped. Because there's multiple of them. It's not just one dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it called? He said if it happened, literally nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen. Yeah. The mass of the Earth is way too.
That's like, crazy.
Too much. Yeah.
What's the mass of Utopia for you?
On the Richter scale, it's like a 7 out of 10. It's the thing is that like. The production, I would like Travis, like that's the thing, like that's why Kanye is the fucking goat, because when you look at the DNA of this, it's just like,
I mean, there's a full track taken from one of Kanye's
Telekinesis
leads.
Telekinesis, bro. I get it. The thing is that I do enjoy what Travis does on an experimental level.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there, like, but still the DNA is very much reminiscent there, and I don't think that's a slight to him. I think that's why he does it so well. And the thing is that my only issue with it is just like I don't really care for some of the features. Like I'm not really a Playboy.
Features
Cardi
I feel like were kind of, but not gonna lie.
Like even
compared
the joint with
Astral
the weekend,
World?
The joint with the weekend yeah. I didn't really like.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
What?
The opening track was not better than Stargazing for me.
You know, Stargazing was crazy.
First and foremost, that's a bad comparison. Stargazing as an opener is crazy.
It's a fair comparison. It's the opening track to the album. Hyenas and Stargazing.
But Stargazing is just like
a valid comparison. But I do think Stargazing is still
better.
Yeah.
You know, I the joints that I did like that stuck out to me that I can remember off the top of my head is the joint after the first song.
Thank God goes crazy.
Thank
my
God
favorite song on the album.
That's not after the first one. After the first one is
Thank God.
It is?
Yep.
Hold up.
All right, whatever. I thought it was the
God's
jam,
Country?
Modern Jam.
That's Modern Jam is after
Modern Thank Jam. God,
which
yeah.
Is
what?
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, this is sick. And then it just got like, it's not a song that you can listen to too much. It's
like,
starts,
and I don't.
It's too like.
Some of his audio mixing too, like Trav, can't understand what you're saying, bro. Can't understand what you're saying. So clean up the mixing.
Well,
I enjoyed the Beyonce joint thoroughly. I enjoyed the Drake one thoroughly. I enjoyed the.
Yeah, I did not like the Drake one.
I thought you said we were going to Utopia.
Tita.
Yo, favorite Trav album.
Favorite Travis Scott album? Astroworld.
Same.
Yeah.
Second favorite.
Second favorite.
Utopia.
Rodeo.
Utopia.
Third favorite. Days Before Rodeo.
I'm not that hard of a
fourth
Travis.
Favorite, Birds in the Trap, Sing McKnight.
Ooh.
Fifth favorite, I was about to say, Utopia.
Birds in the Trap is my favorite album.
Birds in the Trap is
wow. Good. You've only given it one listen though. I'll let it grow.
No,
on.
I'm gonna.
I'll
no,
let Utopia
but
grow.
The
on,
thing
yeah.
Is that like I condensed it to what I actually like from the album, and I'm just gonna keep listening.
Favorite
to that.
Trap album.
But Astroworld.
Second.
Utopia.
Favorite Trap album.
Birds in the Trap, Astroworld. Utopia.
Damn, yeah, Birds in like, the Trap?
Birds in the Trap was fire.
Listen, we all listen to music for different
Mark,
reasons.
What's your favorite Trav album?
Astroworld.
Damn, we're all Astroworld.
Man, mainstream
bro,
guys.
Astroworld is a
I like Owl Pharaoh.
No,
I changed it to Owl Pharaoh now.
Is a...
Owl Pharaoh now. It's my favorite one. Too mainstream. Too many people like it.
Well, oh, because he's a contrarian.
Here's my issue with what you do, though.
What?
Because...
Nah,
now,
he's joking, bro.
Here's why I don't fucking like what you
say. No, but listen, because... He, you're just keeping the songs you like in this pocket. How do you know a song? Cause like, okay, cool. Let's say we're going to the beach on Sunday, right? And let's say I played the joint with The Weeknd, and you're like, huh? You know what? I'm at the beach. I'm high. I'm drunk. This song
you know how many times my judgment on a song or an artist has changed because my environment changed?
Yep. Yeah,
100%.
Maybe that's
so
yo. So guess what? I'm only playing that album. And y'all are gonna fucking love it because
yeah.
I said so.
Yeah, like
relax.
When I was back in Texas, I started listening
I'm
to
not gonna
music.
Relax. Huh?
Yo.
I was joking.
Okay.
No, but like I that's a fair, that's fair, because when I, what happened after CLB dropped, we went to fucking Mark's last party at that great house that Eunice didn't go to.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna, I'm gonna fucking, there. I'm gonna do
you
the same thing.
I was in the fucking car with you, bro. We drove in the same car.
That was a different night.
Oh, that was a different night.
But he didn't do that. And
the night for my point is that No Friends in the Industry came on. And I was just like,
that song is so hard.
I'm like, yo, this shit goes fucking hard. And it's because of Grimm.
And I told him that was like one of my favorite songs. And he's right. And I was like, yeah, you have to listen to it like differently. You have to like listen to this and that.
But that's all I needed. Personally, what I liked hearing in my headphones, I kept on.
I'm going to make him put something real back onto the fucking his playlist. Like, I can't believe you don't like that song.
The same thing happened with Astroworld. With Astroworld, it's like, what, 18 songs? I condensed it down to 10. I think it's fucking perfect the way it flows, like how I listen to it and stuff. So,
favorite Drake album, top three.
Favorite Drake album,
yeah.
Number one would be.
Oh, this is perfect. This is easy, I wanna slide into something that we talked about earlier.
Come on, bro. You know what number one is.
Thank me later.
Whoa.
Okay.
Really?
Take care.
Is take care. It'll take be. Care.
Let's go.
Is take care of Views.
Ooh,
Views is a hot one.
Ooh.
Take care of
Views. I didn't like Views when it came out, but now when I look back, I really like
it. It's a
Views.
Good album.
Yeah.
Views is really good.
What was the summer joint he dropped last summer? That shit is so underrated.
Honestly, never mind.
Oh, yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
Honestly, never mind is so.
That's actually.
I did not
good.
Like it at all, but I can't wait to go back to it and like it because I already know I'm going to.
It's changed my mind so much. It's literally
so good.
You gotta listen to it. I feel like if you're like in a club or if you're at a party or something, because it's literally just disco music. It's so
bro,
fucking
it's
deep.
Literally just a summer vibe. Yeah, like that's all it is. Bro. I'm playing it at the beach on Sunday.
Yeah, you should. That's what you should play.
Wait, can it?
Bro, I did not like Post Malone until Beer Bongs and Bentley
Beer Bongs?
Was out for like a few months. Rockstar. And then I listened to it and I was like, holy shit, I fucking like Post Malone. And then I listened to his first album. I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like,
I remember,
this shit is good.
I was just saying, because I heard White Iverson and it was so overplayed. I'm like, I'm not listening to whatever.
I heard that song live. It was so cool live.
But White Iverson is so good.
It's a good song. It was just overplayed. So yeah, it's
right,
a good song.
That was the first ever
I wish I could, if I could go back in time, I'd go back to myself and be like, yo, you fucking idiot. Join the Post Malone wagon now. Like,
what's your favorite Drake? Top three.
Take care. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. I'm not big.
If
on
you're
Drake
reading
like
this,
that.
Is too late as well. Ooh. It's freaking crazy. Mm.
But Take Care is easily number one.
Me too.
It's so
and so
easy.
Far gone as well. Can go up there. Like there, the thing is that and also the you know, fucking, what's that playlist joint that he had? Fuck.
Oh, the
More Life.
Yeah.
More Life.
More Life
great.
Is good.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing. Like he has hit his
More Life is.
And yeah, that's the thing, like, yo, a lot of, even CLB.
Nothing was the same.
Yeah, nothing was the same. Yeah, absolutely.
That's the shit too. With Pound Cake?
Yeah.
My absolute favorite Drake song.
Yeah.
I can't rank it, but I know that album, and I know I like that album, too. Mark, what's your favorite? Or top three, I guess. Because you're a big Drake fan, right, Mark?
Yeah, I do like Drake a lot. Take Care.
Logan. Scorpions, too, right?
Scorpion is up there.
Scorpion's up there.
Damn.
Wow, that was gonna say, this one kind of changes for me, but like Scorpion and then Nothing Was the Same.
Nice. I like that.
I
feel like I'm more like that too. Like Scorpion, I forgot about it. Scorpion's really good.
Real quick.
Scorpion's really great.
Yeah. Sticking on top threes, but changing it up a little bit, changing the flow a little bit.
Oh, we're going super water cool. We're not going back to work at all.
Yo, the boss is like, wow, they've been
nothing was the same.
Nah, this is the part where the boss joins in, like, yo,
word.
Hold on.
It's like a Friday, you know,
because Eunice earlier in the chat, you had sent something where you were like, yo, Harry Potter like needs a rewatch soon, and like GOAT franchise, best franchise.
Bugging.
Here we go.
So I want to hear y'all top three franchises of all film franchises.
We gotta
we gotta
clip this now because I'm gonna rewatch it again, and I want to know if my ranking changed.
Mm.
But I gotta say, I think
film, no TV, like top three film.
Okay.
You want to see
Harry Potter?
That.
No.
Do trilogies count? Franchises.
Like MCU.
Oh, my
Star
bad.
Wars,
okay.
Harry
okay.
Potter.
Fast and Furious.
Right. The
Fast and Furious is number
Mission
one. Why are you laughing?
Yeah, my fault.
I'm kidding.
I wouldn't be John Wick.
Right, yeah, John Wick would count. Yeah, John Wick.
Yeah. Yeah, they got spinoffs and shit.
Let's not. Let's try not to include, like, let's just do the MCU is one franchise for all.
Yeah, DC is one. DC is one. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know what's crazy? How big MCU is? It's going to be broken down into phases. Like, you would be like, phase one franchise.
Yeah. Oh. I was like, wait.
Phase one, phase two.
Wasn't just created the phases?
Remember in the office?
Flaggy confirmed.
Like, wait, isn't he bad?
He's the Kevin Feige. Deluxe album, bro.
The deluxe album.
Deluxe. Remember LeBron?
But I think for
me. I don't know.
Think for me, I think I will say Harry Potter. Okay. I will say Harry Potter. You know why? Because Harry Potter's what? Eight films? Seven?
Eight.
And I just think it's the most fake consistent fan franchise.
Absolutely.
That there is.
100%.
Like
they only recasted once.
That's crazy. And it's because he died.
Yeah.
Why am I laughing so hard at that?
He died?
The first movie died.
Oh, yeah. I thought
I was going to say a super dark joke.
First two, right?
Yeah, he was in the first two movies.
Then he died in the movie.
Oh, Pascal gave his top four. I'll give my top four. Star Wars, Marvel, DC, then Harry Potter. Yeah, you could do a DC franchise as a whole rather than the DCEU.
That includes Schumacher,
DC is
Nolan.
So broken up that it's hard to like even...
Yeah,
I'm not even can count that.
It's everything right. From Jonah Hex Nolan, bro.
So, I'm gonna have to give it to Harry. And not only that, Harry Potter is one of those where it just like progressively got better. Like, dude, I still remember this, and I've brought this up multiple times on here, but I will bring it up once
again.
That's
crazy. You could have been a muggle.
Right. And for a good time period, I really was. Brian just, he's killing something. For a long time, I had seen the first one, or I had tried seeing the first one, and I was just like, yo, like, I don't get the hype. I don't understand. Like, I don't know what people see in this.
Hating crazy.
Okay, bye, Brim. You don't care about my rankings. but I was just like, one day I just sat down. I had nothing to do on Sunday. And okay, bye, Ariel. Nobody cares about my story. Nobody cares. Yo, just pee out there. Just pee right behind the van or behind the thing. I forgot the code. That's why I can't tell you.
Your dad just worked, but I don't want to.
3817.
Just set new pavers on the fucking driver. Pee on his pavers, bro.
Yo, don't pee on the pavers.
Yo, don't pee on the pavers. Don't pee on the pavers.
Can I say my top three?
Pee on the pavers.
Yeah, go. Okay.
First, Harry Potter.
Boogin.
Second, Mission Impossible.
Damn, you were gonna take my shit.
Third,
I was like, oh, that's nice.
Third, Rocky.
Oh, wow.
Yo.
And Rocky includes Creed movies too.
Yo,
wow,
Hold on. Time.
Never talks about any of the Rocky movies or anything, bro. Just made it up.
Wait, so Rocky's better than Star Wars?
What are you talking about?
Yo,
I don't know.
What?
Fight right now.
Hold on. Time out.
Why are you looking at me?
Are y'all tweaking? Because you guys are making this. All right.
I didn't say anything, bro.
Adrian.
Y'all are crazy.
I love the Rockies. Love the Creeds. Question though, top three dead or alive?
Yeah.
Why?
Better than Star Wars,
better than MCU? You never geeked out. You never geeked out for a Rocky film like you have for Infinity War or Endgame.
I tried to not, like, this is me purposely not including comic movies. I didn't want to include, because Marvel, DC, like, bro, a fucking Dark Knight trilogy, like, fucking Spider-Man movies.
It's
like,
too mainstream, bro. It's too mainstream.
No, it's just like, I feel like that's an entirely different category. I tried my best to not include the Marvel movies.
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't include them either. They're too...
What about Star Wars? You like the Rocky?
Here's the thing with Star Wars.
You said film only?
But that's what I mean. Like,
Not even in my top three.
The sequel trilogy, even like if I were to count like episode one and two, I'm not a fan.
Yeah, Star Wars isn't consistent. True. It's not consistent enough to be in a top three. It's not.
The movies, they're very reminiscent of the MCU, bro. It just gets worse.
If Star Wars included everything, I would say, hell yeah. Star Wars is probably close to number one.
I'm talking about movie. Yeah, but we're talking, yeah.
But like, bro, I'm not a fan of the sequels.
Mm-hmm.
The originals are great. I love them. The prequels, I love so much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not enough. Like, it's not.
So right. What's enough?
Dude, I have Darth Maul tatted on my arm. Like, Star Wars is big for me, but it's not consistent enough.
Yeah.
So okay. What's top three?
For me? You? Dude, I don't know. I would say Harry Potter.
Jurassic Park.
Mission Impossible.
Indiana Jones.
Transformers.
Transformers.
What was your second one?
Mission Impossible.
Wow.
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 After that, I feel like it doesn't even matter anymore, to be honest.
Damn. John Wick?
Is that a franchise?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I would say
John Wick. It has spinoffs and shit. Yeah, absolutely.
I would say John Wick.
Markham is prime. Talk to us.
He already said.
He said, he was the one that started it off. I'm bugging.
Ariel Prime.
Wait, what was your third? What was, no, he didn't. Yeah. He had his first two. Off.
Wait, can you pass me the Optimus back,
please? He had his first two, though. He had Harry Potter and
Harry Potter and Mission Impossible.
What's the third?
Thank you.
Okay, so I guess if we're not including Marvel or DC and stuff, I might have to go with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, like I really gotta watch Lord of the Rings, bro. I really do.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is definitely gassed up. It's definitely gassed up.
Yo, Mike is
good. It's good, but like
damn,
it wasn't nothing. It wasn't nothing.
Really? It's something that I think. Well, I guess you can make an argument. I guess the books were better. And I didn't read the books, obviously, but like I know, like
Black Widow's the best. Yeah.
You're right, Brim.
Keep going, bro.
Why are you holding it up to the camera?
It's like black. Is that the Black Widow thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's a belt buckle.
I can't do anything when you talk. Damn.
My office now.
That threw me off.
I feel like I got in trouble. Like,
Kyle, you haven't lived until you see Aragorn go ham on Uruk-hai. Uruk-hai? I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'm awful at pronunciation.
Well, Aragorn, he fucking broke his foot during one of the scenes, bro.
Yo,
like
it's great. Lord of the Rings, it's great. Don't get it twisted. Like especially for his time, like what 2000, 2002, 2001, 2002, 2003. Yeah.
I wish I watched it. I mean, I was young, bro.
They look fantastic. They all look clean as fuck. I love, like, the lore is great. I feel like it's one of those things where it didn't need to be as long as they were. Like,
and I was gonna start with the extended editions too, which are like four.
But no, you should. But they're all four. They're all Snyder cuts, right? Uh-huh. But I just feel like the pacing isn't as well done as other 4-hour films.
I don't know if I'll ever watch Lord of the Rings.
The pacing in Fellowship is the best. Because Guillermo del Toro helped on the screenplay.
But I also need to watch The Hobbit, so I have no real say in that.
Oh, well, so Five Armies has an hour straight of war.
That's awesome.
Just an hour straight of pure fucking mayhem. But the thing is that, like, that's all it had, really, for me. Like, it was a great tie-in to Fellowship, because it leads you right into Fellowship after that.
And the funny thing is I actually really like the TV series, like, on Amazon. Yeah.
Oh, you saw
that shit was ass. Yeah.
Well, speaking of Amazon.
Nah. All right, guys, best online shopping website. Nah, but on the real.
Nah, come on,
go,
bro. We have 5 minutes streaming to clock out.
Yo, best streaming service. I got five minutes.
All right,
you got five minutes?
Yeah.
All right, so in these 5 minutes, did everyone give their top three franchises? Oh, Ariel, top three franchises.
Oh,
And then we'll do box heads.
I'll do... Can the Studio Ghibli count?
I don't know.
That's not really a franchise. Yeah. It's just a bunch of movies under one umbrella. All right. Well, franchise, I'll take...
That's like me choosing Paramount.
That's true.
Fun fact, Peter Jackson based the Dusty Org in Return of the King off of Harvey Weinstein. Nice.
Nice.
I've seen that fact, yeah.
Did not know that.
Harvey Weinstein can eat dick.
I'll take... Damn. Number one movie franchise for me. Damn, that's not MCU. Damn, you guys really made
it tough. You could say MCU. Like, that's totally fine. That is a franchise.
You're so mainstream.
I know. So you're a mainstream, bitch. Fuck, man. I can't be mainstream. All right, so I'm going to say off rip, James Bond, just because I don't want to say MCU. So I'll say 007, Daniel Craig, none of that other bullshit that came up.
Casino Royale is insane to me.
Yeah, I was looking up franchises. Because, like, James Bond was there, but I haven't seen all of them.
That counts. So Skyfall's James also, Bond.
Skyfall also goes incredibly hard.
James Bond, John Wick, and Harry Potter. Sure, I'll throw Harry Potter.
In. I thought you liked. I thought you liked Mission Impossible more than. Am I bugging?
James Bond made me cry way more than Mission Impossible.
No, than the Wicks. Oh, like the Wicks more than the Possibles. The Wick Possibles.
Ooh. Bro, wait! You like the John Wick franchise more than Harry Potter? That's wild.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You just did say that.
Okay, all right. Okay, so I'll make John Wick number three then.
So, I bet you like Mission Impossible more than John Wick.
I like it too, but bro, I'm not married to any of these rankings at all.
Mine, Harry Potter. This is how I feel right now.
He just named three franchises.
He didn't even rank them.
Mission Impossible. And then I just completely fat slipped James Bond, but I might have to add that in there. But I will probably say MCU though.
Oh, Jurassic Park?
Yeah, do you think they'll ever reboot Mission Impossible?
They better fucking not.
I mean it was a TV show.
A reboot. Yeah.
It was.
Like,
it was.
Tom Cruise stuff is the reboot.
Right.
I know, but again, 007 was rebooted like twice, right?
No, he got a point.
No, he got the 007 is passing on the mantle, bro. It's literally whoever's next.
No, it's crazy because James Bond was the first like reboot. Every Bond before prior to like Daniel Craig is just a continuation. They just never acknowledged that it was a different actor every time.
I forgot. What did I say? I saw a fact today about Daniel Craig. Yeah. Oh, I think Daniel Craig was the first actor that wasn't born.
That wasn't born?
No, that wasn't born.
It's just spawned.
That wasn't born when the original ones came out. All the other actors were alive.
Oh, like, so he's the youngest, Bonds, yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. So guys, we're gonna conclude here with box heads. Because we're all here. I'm pretty sure Brian went to go pee because he couldn't hold it in anymore. Real quick, do y'all remember what the last ones that we did were?
We did 40. It was
We did 35 to 30, I think.
What were the movies that we said? Y'all had said because there was three MCU, I believe, right? That's what.
Oh,
it
yeah, it was Captain America: Civil War, Far From Home, and I forgot the other one.
We went 4 to 5, right?
Okay, so yeah, I know where we're at. I know where we're at. So it was 30 to 20. Yeah. What did y'all say for
peed on the papers.
You peed on the papers? Nice.
Confirmed.
Damn. Cause I don't want to fuck it up. Oh, I know why this got fucked up.
It smells
up,
like mad farts in here.
I know why it got fucked up.
It smells like mad farts.
Probably just a surprise.
Y'all had said Far From Home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, I think it got a little fucked up.
Why?
Because
Barbie or what?
Yeah. It did. It did indeed because Barbie is blowing up the fucking box office.
That's crazy because everybody's a hype beast, bro. No, go see Oppenheimer.
Yo, I mean, to Jeremy's point, you know, like, you need to see white people on screen, bro.
Ooh. Yeah, so go see Oppenheimer.
Exactly. JK, Jeremy, I love you. All right, so I'm gonna get the timer up. For those that don't know, for those listening for the first time, thank you first and foremost. But second of all, Box Heads is a segment that we've been doing. We have the top 50 highest grossing films of all time. We are going 5 by 5. I literally give these guys one hint for each movie. All they have to do is give me the movie name. I don't need to know the ranking. I don't need to know the year. I don't need to know how much it made. But that might change when we get to the top 10, because I think the top 10 will start getting a little bit easy for you guys. I think it has been a little easy for you guys. Or what do y'all think?
Just because we got 5 for 5 last time doesn't mean...
That's pretty easy. I've been pretty good. That's fine. All right, so we'll do 30 through 26. One of them will be a repeat, but... I guess we can't really wait. Oh wait, hold on, Ariel. You said what else was what was in the last one? Do you guys remember?
It was Captain America: Civil War.
Okay.
Far From Home. It was a Lord of the Rings movie, right?
Okay. So this one.
Can't you just skip that movie? That's gonna be a repeat, and just assume like Barbie isn't there.
It's not okay. It's not gonna be a repeat, but I'm gonna have. It's gonna be an. It's gonna be one that I didn't. It just changed, but I should be okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ew, I can't do it like that. Don't think twice. So this one's gonna have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's gonna have 6 movies. This one.
Why?
Because one wasn't listed, and now since another movie, you already know one of the movies. So I guess I don't have to. You're right.
It's Barbie.
Barbie. Barbie is currently the 25th film.
Yeah. So just skip
top.
That.
Yeah. Top. It's in the top 25, bro.
Crazy, bro.
It's been what, a month, if that.
That's insane.
It's in the top 25. I
mean, wait, was it Endgame that hit a billion in like 3 days?
Well, if that's, Endgame the, opening if that's weekend, the case, yeah. Mario's yeah. going to be in one of these. I'm calling it right now.
So let me see. Let me figure out the hints right now. One, let me make sure I got all of them.
Don't think twice.
Okay, what is this for, bro?
It's Black Widow,
it's to piss you off. All
right, guys, so y'all ready for the hints?
All right, hints.
So we got one computer animated comedy film. Another one is an MCU film.
Great.
Another one is a is in the Fast saga.
Oh, brother.
One is a Pixar animation film. And okay. One is a Disney live action remake. And I believe that's all 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, let me know when I can start the timer for y'all.
Shit. Can you say that again?
Yeah, I'll repeat them one more time. That's not an issue at all.
Thanks.
So one is a computer animated comedy film.
Okay.
That's so vague.
Another is an MCU film. Another is a Fast saga film. The other one is a Pixar animated film. Mm-hmm. And the last one is a Disney live action remake.
Okay, CGI comedy, MCU, Fast saga, Pixar remake, Disney remake. I mean, Pixar animation and then Disney remake. CGI comedy, what the fuck? That's definitely...
Zootopia.
That's Mario.
Mario. It would have to be Mario, yeah.
But that's a comedy?
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
He said CGI. He said computer. Because he doesn't know.
Computer animated.
What else would be, like, what else would you categorize that at?
All right. So I guess Mario, sure.
MCU, what are we thinking? What was the last MCU movie we said?
We said Far From Home and Civil War.
The last MCUs that y'all saw was Captain Marvel,
yeah.
Far From Home, and Civil War. Those are the ones.
Did Age of Ultron do good?
Yeah, that should hit like 1.5 billion or something like that.
So could that be it, or is that higher? No,
that's way higher up.
Shit.
And just as a reminder, this is technically 26 through 21, but obviously y'all already have Barbie down there because it's 25th. Yeah. So it's 25 through 21.
What
about
21. Wall-E? Is that Pixar?
Yeah. Wally's Pixar, but then so is Finding Dory or Finding Nemo. But we already said
Finding Dory before. Finding Nemo is higher for sure.
And we all say that like the newer films don't either are higher up or they're lower down because of how recent they are. Fuck.
I think Wally's a good choice.
I would say Toy Story 4.
It's a solid one.
Or Toy Story 3, even maybe.
Can we say tell Toy Story 3? Wally did. Because I saw that in theaters as a kid, but I don't remember.
So Toy Story 3, I don't mind putting up there. If that's a...
3 or 4?
4. More, because that's more recent. And I would say 3 is up there, too.
Okay. Let's do that.
3 or 4?
4. 4, yes, okay. Right.
So all Toy Story 4 for the animated Pixar.
Disney remake,
Aladdin.
We said Aladdin before.
We said that.
We said Aladdin. Oh, then Dumbo.
Dumbo what about a million?
Yeah.
Lion King.
What about
so the Lion King?
I would say Lion King.
So Lion King then. Lion King.
There's no way.
Did Beauty and the Beast do well or no?
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast cooked. Beauty and the Beast cooked. I just don't remember if it hit a billion or not.
Junior, did we say Aladdin before? You got to confirm at least that.
Did you say it was bad?
We did say Aladdin.
Yeah, I did.
What, the Dumbo remake?
Aladdin was at 42.
No, Beauty and the Beast. I said.
Oh, Beauty and the Beast. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember if that hit a billion or not.
I just know Emma Watson was in it, so there was a lot of hype beast for that. It definitely did.
A lot of hype.
I think it's Lion King.
I wouldn't mind it being Lion King. Okay, so Lion King. Okay.
Fast Saga.
I
think 6 or 7. Seven.
Right?
Seven for sure.
Seven.
What else?
MCU is our last one.
Fuck.
MCU, yeah.
You guys want to do Age of Ultron?
The first Avengers.
Oh, I don't know. Did that hit a billion?
First Avengers hit a billion.
You guys want to do that?
Okay, I'm down to do a First Avengers.
I'm down.
Iron Man 3.
Oh, Iron Man 3 did hit a billion.
Iron Man 3.
How did we not say that already?
Did we say Iron Man 3 before?
No.
Iron Man 3. That's my
I think Iron Man 3 is a safer choice.
My foot might be on the line. I'm just saying Iron Man 3. So and then the CG animated joint.
We got Mario.
Okay.
Did we say Black Panther?
No, that's higher up, bro.
Higher up for sure. Higher up.
Mario, Iron Man 3, Furious 7, Toy Story 4, and then Lion King.
Hold that.
Confirmed?
Yeah.
The pics are in?
Hold that.
All right. So, y'all ready?
Fucking butthole's tight as hell right now. You can't even fit a needle.
At 26, it peaked at 10. It came out in 2015. It made $1,159,454,662 minions at
26. I hate those yellow fucks.
Oh my god.
I hate minions so much. They're what the most annoying fucking thing.
Well, that's your era, bro.
25 is Barbie.
I'm racist to minions.
25 is Barbie. Barbie currently is sitting at 1,202,507,382.
I wouldn't say even currently sitting. Barbie's like this right now. Barbie's like,
yo.
Excuse me?
It's in the row there, like the airplane.
At 24, it peaked at 5. It made $1,214,811,252. Came out in 2013. Iron Man 3.
Hey!
Let's go. That was a good one. That was a good choice.
Was my foot on the line more?
Yeah, it was there.
It was.
At 23, it peaked at 11. It made $1,238,764,765. Came out in 2017. The Fate of the Furious, F8.
What?
Yeah,
that was such a bad movie, too, bro. Yeah.
The fuck?
Damn.
That's when Dom goes rogue, bro.
That's so ass, bro.
That shit was ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, yo, they literally made him the bad guy, bro, just because he had a whole kid.
Yo, Letty's like, Dom turned.
Dom turned, son of a bitch.
I've been through this before. She was the villain in the fifth one? Right. Or the sixth one?
Yeah. At 22, peaked at 15, made $1,242,805,359. Came out in 2018, Incredibles 2.
Wow. Yeah. Way off. I blame you.
Yeah, horrible. Those times.
You said Toy Story 4, buddy.
Yeah, I still blame you.
I didn't even mention Incredibles.
Yeah.
Is Incredibles 2?
Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
At 21, peaked at 10, made $1,263,521,126. Came out in 2017. Oh. Beauty and the Beast.
Eunice's fault right there.
That's my bad.
Eunice's fault.
Oh, my God. At least I got one right in my head.
In my head.
In my head.
Whenever the five of us are here again, we will be doing the top 20. We are at the top 20 film highest grossing films of all time. Don't be surprised if next time we do this, Barbie has invaded the top 20.
Barbie makes it to number one.
That would be insane. That would be insane.
Barbie being an Avatar would be crazy, bro.
How do you know Avatar is number one?
Because it is.
Is it? Yeah. Don't check, bro.
Don't check.
Be Endgame.
Don't check.
You sure? Because I'm pretty sure this movie is gonna be number one.
Kyle, we are all family. Where's Incredibles 3? Wow, Pascal, that round was hard. It was indeed, Pascal.
It was pretty difficult.
But this podcast wasn't. This podcast was like
2 for 5.
Were y'all 2 for 5?
Yeah, it was 2.
I'm always hard.
Yeah, 2 for 5.
2 for 5. Y'all got what? Iron Man 3 and that's it. Yeah, we're
1 for 5. Yeah.
That's pretty
Ariel,
much it.
The soundboard's over my angle.
My bad.
Cooked you.
Thanks a lot.
But guys, next week we do have content coming up. Thank you guys for joining our water cooler talk once again. We're super glad that it seems like our lives are progressing. They're getting better. Again, those that are listening in the future, if you want, come through Thursdays, 8:30 to 8:45 p.m.
approximately.
Eastern, yeah, approximately. I like the little approximate. We go live, so make sure to come through for that. And if you absolutely can't, thank you again for listening on all other podcasting platforms. But next week we will be talking about God bless you, Allah bless you. We will be talking about Ahsoka first two episodes, and we will be covering Blue Beetle. So make sure to come through and chill for that.
Beach Lazul.
And also, I have a tell me something I don't know right before we go.
Okay.
Did you know that the amount of abs you could get is based on your genetics?
The amount of abs you can get?
Yeah.
Also, like, the way they're squared up.
Exactly. Too. Like
my shit is like offset.
That's crazy. Offset. Nah, but Jinx. Like, what's crazy you is that beer. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, that's crazy. Bro. He can that's only get insane. A 4-pack. He can only get a 4-pack. Like for that's some reason, his genetics, he can only get a big 4-pack. Like, that's all he has.
Yeah.
Pascal said, and y'all getting more views and live comments. Love the growth.
Yo, appreciate he's always supporting.
Pascal, yo, I love you.
I'm confirmed that's Pedro, bro. I'm it confirmed that's Pedro. Yeah, that's Pedro. Confirmed.
Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate the love.
Appreciate that, though.
Honor. Appreciate it.
Well, come. We'll make all sure right, to come y'all. Through and chill. We'll see y'all next week. Yo, peace. End the live.
End the live. End it, bro. End it, bro. End it.